Hi, welcome to Two Blurred Girls. I'm Tamika. That's Tamara.
Hi, with my messy office in the background.
It's fine. Tamara is a working mom. So there you go. Boom. That's all you have to say. Well, welcome to season two. I guess season two kicked off with KJ Eldridge when we were interviewing him with his independent comic books.
This
But I
was so
guess,
fun.
yeah, it was fine. You should come back on the show. If you're listening, KJ, come back on the show.
Hi, KJ, if you're listening.
And we want to start something new. We like anime. I feel like Tamara is deeper into anime than I am. I feel like I'm still a newbie. But Tamara was like, let's review Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yes, because
Okay,
it's
sure.
amazing.
So we're gonna review Full Metal. We're gonna see how much we can get through in March. So we're gonna do this up until March and see how many episodes we can get through. And if we can't get through all of them,
We'll just
then
talk about the
yeah, we'll just talk about the ending and then we'll move on to other animes and movies. So we're kind of switch it up in between. Like we'll still do the other stuff, but the new segment we're doing is anime, which is something we always wanted to do. So Tamara, since you are my expert anime friend, can you give some background on Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood?
Well, I can just tell you, I remember watching this with one of my college best friends, Janelle. She's an anime nerd as well. I remember going to her dorm and she had the wall scroll of Ed from Full Metal Alchemist. Ed is actually the Full Metal Alchemist, which is really funny. But basically, it's just about two brothers who are trying to find the Philosopher's Stone to get back what they lost. Like Al lost he has a soul, but he lost his body, and Ed lost his arm and his leg. It's like a equivalent exchange, as they call it, because they were trying to bring back their mom that has passed, and they did something that they wasn't supposed to do. So since they did what they did, they had to do the equivalent exchange. So, but the thing is that Ed lost his leg first. And then when he got his brother's soul back, he lost his arm. That was his exchange, was his arm.
Wow. Yeah. And from what I read, so you saw Full Metal Alchemist. So
All of it.
there is Full Metal Alchemist,
Yes, Full Metal
the first
Alchemist.
one. And Brotherhood is just a continuation of Alchemist.
No, Brotherhood is the remake of
Oh, the
Full Metal
remake.
Alchemist.
Oh, see, that's why you're the anime expert.
I'm not really the anime expert. My friend Janelle, she's really the anime expert. I just remember watching it, like watching anime on Toonami while I was in high school and in college. So we started watching Full Metal Alchemist together. So she knows more about Full Metal Alchemist than I do, but because she has like the collection of of mangas. So like I kind of wish that I have what she has. Like she
Oh.
has the collection. I have zero manga,
What?
like Full Metal Alchemist. Like I have
What?
mangas, but I
Yeah.
don't have Full Metal Alchemist ones. She has them,
Oh.
but I don't. So I
Oh.
kind of wish that I did. But
Oh. We like we got a question already. PJ asks, what is alchemy?
It's kind of like magic, but science, actually. Oh, that's new. That's a new way. I like that new transition. See,
Oh, I have no idea what that is, but yeah.
the season two. There we go.
Season two. Boom.
New things, basically. But I just feel like, to me personally, I think it's more like a science kind of magic thing mixed to it with no religion, so.
Yeah. I know in the show they talked about it, but I guess from this definition I'm reading, it says it's speculative philosophy aiming to achieve the transmutation of the base metals into gold. But
That's why they say it's like wrong.
changing an undesirable thing into something more desirable.
Yeah, so that's, I think that's the reason why they said it was wrong to try to bring somebody back without the equivalent exchange, which you just explained. So that's,
Well, let's just jump into episode one.
Episode one, where
Yay.
you first meet Ed and Alphonse.
Oh,
I
that's
love Al, he's so cute.
okay. This episode, the they like you mentioned, after making something new for hold on.
Hold on.
Now we get the new boom.
Transmutation. Yes, they mentioned
Really?
about that too in the
Yep,
show.
making something new from the elements of a previous object.
Yep,
Yeah.
transmutation.
Yep.
They talked about that.
Yeah, episode one, so Ed and Al are missing they're adjusting to military life because they joined the state military after what was it? Like Ed, like you mentioned how Ed sacrificed his arm, I believe, to
To
get
get
his
his birth.
soul back, but then the soul was embodied into a suit of armor. So after that,
Ed used his blood.
he used his blood. So after he did that, I'm just skipping around. Sometime Ed joined the state military to be a sanctioned alchemist.
Because Roy, his fine ass. I'm sorry. Don't give me, I'm sorry. It's something about these anime
You're still a
characters.
woman. You're still a woman.
But Roy decided to come to where they're from, and the grandmother wasn't too happy about it, and neither was Winery because Winery lost her parents because of the state alchemist. But he made them choose what they wanted to do, and Riza thought that Ed was sad, but Roy was like, "Have you seen his face? He looks more determined."
DJ, don't turn this into a Roy Lee thirst trap. This is called Two Blurred Girls, PJ. We can be thirsty if we want to be.
Fire, PJ. It's the fire.
Please, don't
Fire
you know
alchemist.
about women and anime characters?
Hey, at least we're not talking about Black Butler because he's
Oh,
a dud of a butler.
Sebastian. Oh, goodness.
But anyways, back to
Oh,
Full
sorry. Yeah,
Metal
sorry
Alchemist.
about that.
But yeah, the first episode one is basically when there was going after a former officer
Yeah.
because they call him the,
The
was
freezer.
he like the freezer alchemist or something like that?
Yeah,
Because I know
Isaac
it was freeze,
the
ice, freeze. I know he does ice. So they
freezer.
was going after him because of what he's planning on doing. So because of what happened to see, you had a thing for Winery. See? It's just something about them. It's just something about these anime characters. But anyways.
Yeah, they're on a manhunt to hunt down Isaac the Freezer. It says he was a former state alchemist who wants to take down the military.
Yes, because of what happened at Izum, I can't pronounce the
I
names,
can't
but
either.
because
I'm
of
sure
what happened in
it'll
that
pop up and say
country
something.
that they did. They killed millions of people and he didn't like what they did. So he's out for revenge, basically.
I find it interesting that, when it opens, you're introduced to Isaac the Freezer. So you're in your mind, you're like, okay, they're getting the bad guy, right?
And
Right.
then the deeper you get into this episode, you're like, oh, he's trying to blow over a conspiracy with this state military. Gee, I
Oh.
wonder what it reminds you of. But anyways.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got lost in my thoughts.
Because, the military people thought that they were doing good because of the Fuhrer.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna do any spoilers, but yeah, I know who he is because I've seen it before. So.
I you talked about this earlier, but I always found it funny when it is introduced to the Full Metal Alchemist, and they're like, "Oh, wow. Oh, I heard about you." Al, no, Ed is the one that's more famous. So
No.
I'm like, oh, Ed, I heard about you. And they go straight to his brother who's in this full suit of armor, looking like a giant knight Gundam suit robot with an apron on. I don't know what that's about.
Poor
But
Ed, he was so
they
mad.
always go to him. They're like, oh my God, it's Ed. How are you? Oh, you're the Full Metal Alchemist. I heard so much about you. You're so famous. And
And
then
then here goes
Ed.
Al.
Yeah.
I'm not the Full Metal Alchemist. He is. What do you mean, that
Yeah, that pipsqueak Ed. Yeah, Al is the one, his brother that lost his soul. And I
Yeah,
guess
that's
it's just appearances. Because, like I said, Ed isn't. No, Al. Yeah, Ed. No, Al.
Al
Lost
is in the
his
Full
brother.
Metal
Yeah,
Alchemist outfit,
Al is in his
but
full.
Ed is the Full Metal Alchemist. So when they
Yeah.
said Full Metal Alchemist, they thought that was Al. Al, they think that Al is Ed,
Yeah.
but Ed is Ed. And then
Yes. Yes. Because.
Hughes, oh my gosh, oh Hughes. Hughes and Hughes's daughter and Ed was arguing with each other, and he was like, I'm the big brother and he's the little brother. You got it? And she was like, if he's the big brother, why are you so little? You're the little brother because you're
Yep.
little. And who
Yeah.
are you calling Pipsqueak?
But
I was this close to meet the voice actor because I think
really,
he was at Dragon Con while we was there. And I missed out.
oh man, where did we go that day?
We went to see the we saw, we didn't see we saw Ed Eddie Eddie Hudson, but we didn't go to him because his autographs were so expensive. But I got
Oh.
a picture of him. We went to see Jason. We saw the two. We saw Karen. We
Oh, the
saw
Power Rangers.
all the Power Rangers and stuff. We pretty much saw everybody but him. He wasn't at his station, and I wanted to go there.
Oh, PJ said he met the voice actors at AWA.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I don't want to talk about the situation that's going on with Ed's voice actor. It makes me mad,
Oh, okay. All right. Don't go there. Don't go there.
but yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's
Yeah.
pretty cool.
Okay. Maybe you'll meet him sort of one day.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever meet him. I don't think I'll ever meet any voice actors anymore because they don't have stuff here anymore in Tallahassee, and plus I'm a new mom, so I got a mom life.
This is okay. This is
Yeah, so I
okay.
doubt that I'll be able to go to any conventions like I wanted to. I know there's some nerd moms that'll be able to do that, but it's just me. I'm too tired.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
I'm too
okay.
tired.
I just
I
like
applaud
drug
the nerd
you.
moms who does that.
I like drug you, and you wake up. You're like, how I got here? I'm like,
Yeah.
just keep
See, we're
walking.
4 hours away, so.
Just keep walking. Why are you asking questions? But yeah, I will say with this episode, I do like the fact that we're introduced to each alchemist.
Yes.
We got Isaac the Freezer, who harnesses his alchemist powers through water, and then he uses ice to make weapons out of those. So it's kind of like Mr. Freeze.
Basically.
And then there's Armstrong.
That's John Henry's favorite character. He
Who
loves
reminds me of
Armstrong.
All Might?
John Henry said Armstrong is like Hulk Hogan. He does look like Hulk Hogan with no mouth and a little curl in his fore in his forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is his again?
His alchemy,
Yeah.
he's like the strongest man ever.
Oh.
That's
Oh.
like their alchemy. They're like super strong. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
'Cause I know he was making statues of himself out of like rocks or
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so he's the conceited, his conceit is his alchemy.
Yes, pretty much. And also when he flexes his muscles, you see the little stars shining all over his body. He's like, oh, shining.
Yeah, he reminds me of All Might from Hero Academia.
Yeah, All Might without the mustache and
Yeah, and
hair.
the S curl on
Yeah,
his
the little S
forehead.
curl down the bottom. It's just like All Might, bald All Might with a mustache.
Yes. Oh gosh. But yeah, so
And
I
Roy,
think
he's
that
the
killed
fire
by
alchemist.
who?
Roy does fire.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I like. They're just introducing all the alchemists and their powers and all the elements, really. They're using the elements around them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because, like, Ed, he doesn't. You notice, like, pretty much all of the soldiers, they have, like, Roy, he has a glove with the symbol on his
Yeah.
glove. And then, what's his name? Armstrong, he has a symbol on his glove. And then the guy who does the steam, he has on his hand. But Ed and Alphonse, they don't need those. They could do it without it. They could do their alchemy without the symbols on them.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So pay attention to that.
Yes, I will. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Again,
Uh-huh.
it's like for me, I haven't watched the anime in a long time. I was in
You're doing
college the last time I watched it.
good. You're doing good.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, he
PJ.
uses
Well,
his gloves to
if you
make a
didn't know,
spark.
PJ loves this, one of his favorite animes too.
I think it's everyone's favorite
Roy Mustang, Flame Alchemist. He
anime.
uses his gloves to make a spark, and he changes the makeup of oxygen around him to create fire.
Yep.
He's also a science nerd too, PJ.
Yep. Roy Mustang is my husband. I'm sorry. And
I'm
so is Mayhem,
sure.
and so is Maze Hughes.
I'm sure in your vows to John Henry, you're like, look,
Look, you're Roy Mustang
you're gonna
and
have to
Mace.
share me with
Yeah,
Roy
you gotta share
Mustang.
me with Roy Mustang.
Uh-oh, I see a little one.
You see her?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Don't be hiding now, girl.
She's in her kitchen, actually.
Oh, she's making something
That's
for
her
the
little
podcast.
kitchen.
Oh, okay. I want pancakes.
KK, make pancakes. And she walks away.
Oh. Okay, feisty little thing. But we could
Oh, Mace Hughes is your favorite. I think, oh, he's mine too. I
maze
get so
me.
sad every time I see him. I get so sad. But that's all I can say.
Well, episode two, I guess. Is there anything else from episode one you wanted to talk about?
Other than the fact that the Fuhrer is not who you think he is, that's all I can say.
Yeah, when he
Because you notice that the freeze the person who's that they was going after, he found the Fuhrer right in front of him and he was trying to attack him, but the Fuhrer killed him too. He killed him first because he's so fast. And there's a reason why he's so fast. That's all I can say.
I remember that because when they asked about how he died. He was like, oh, I don't know. I just got here. I just saw him. That's terrible for him.
Yeah.
Like, you killed him. What you
They said they wanted him dead or alive, so he's dead. But oh, before we get on to that,
Yeah, go ahead.
he went to see Quimby in the prison cell
Yes.
because he was the one that was also at
Freeze.
what happened at that in the little town that they went to, and he was in jail. He broke into the jail to talk to him. And you were trying to sit there. It's like you wonder how he got in there because you saw the guard just standing there. But when he walked out, you saw him pushing the guard on the ground because the guard was frozen. So I'm just like, oh, well, he pushed him down. He's broken. That man is dead.
He's a broken man,
He's a
literally.
broken man, like literally. So when you do his funeral, you have to put him like in a little bag. There you go. Like, yeah, he kills with he either freeze you or use steam, like the water in your body. Because like he like if you don't have any water around you, he can use the water that's in your body because we're made up of a certain percentage of water.
Yeah, like that scene
70% of water.
when
70%.
he was fighting Ed, the Isaac the Freezer was fighting Ed, and he's like, there's no more water around you. And he was like you said, my body is 70% water. And then he started using his blood,
But
which reminded me of Avatar, the Last Airbender, when they were doing blood bending, and she uses blood to bend and to attack. That's what it kind of reminded me of. I don't know if that's what the creators got their inspiration from, but it would have been cool if they did.
Really cool. Because basically, Full Metal Alchemist has all of the elements plus the seven deadly sins, and then Avatar has all of the elements, so it makes you
Yeah,
wonder.
minus the
Mine.
seven deadly sins. Yeah.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, episode two, if you haven't seen Full Metal Alchemist, episode two gives you a glimpse of an origin of the two brothers, because it goes into just a quick overview of how they that their dad was an alchemist, and the brothers are reading books, and then the mom encourages them to read these alchemist books. And it says an epidemic in a small village, and then she died, unfortunately. And then the brothers try to use this alchemist spell to try to bring her back. But there is a disclaimer. Human mutation was a disclaimer that not to do this. But of course, what do we do with exclaimers? We ignore them.
Yeah, you ignore them. It's like they didn't see hello.
Hello.
See, it seems like they didn't care. That's like, oh, psh, we're just gonna try to pick our mama back. Okay, here's our exchange. Yeah, our blood is our exchange. This is how we're gonna bring our mommy back. Nope, that's not the exchange. No,
No, you
no,
can't do it.
you can't do it that way. You gotta do more than that.
Like we were talking about earlier, the spell rebounds, and Al, no, Ed, I'm starting to get the brothers mixed up.
Okay,
Ed,
remember the short one is Ed,
and the
tall
tall one's Al. Okay, got it. Thank you. The robot is
one
Al. Ed, he starts to lose his leg. Oh, hold on. PJ wants to chime in, like the third person on that. There is nothing that can be exchanged for a human soul.
Nope.
Yeah, because that's point of alchemy. Like,
Yep.
have to have something to exchange it with, and with a human soul, you can't. So it rebounded.
Yep.
But yeah, Ed lost his leg as the curse or the spell rebounded.
Yeah, the
His
equivalent
brother,
exchange.
lost his soul,
Everything.
basically everything.
He lost everything. He was gone.
Now there was a scene where Ed was falling down this, it looked like some type of netherworld, like some type
Yeah, it was like
of
you see this
rabbit
big eye and he's like in
hole.
the another world. They're talking to him.
He's seen
I think that
glimpses of
was
his mom.
I can't spoil it, but it's one particular character. I cannot spoil. They was talking about him and he said it was I'm you, basically. So I have your leg. So he has his leg and he has everything else.
Now, is
Basically.
that is he the embodiment of truth?
I can't say because this is the first we're
Oh,
talking.
okay. Anyway, this character, whoever he who shall not be named,
Yeah.
this character. He's just telling him that he, like Tamara said, I have your leg in exchange for payment. I when he was falling down that rabbit hole, as I call it, it did remind me of Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange was he was taken into an astral body, and then he was going into like these multiverses and just going down this gigantic rabbit hole. That's what it kind of reminded me of. And he was in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, when Ed was falling through this hole, he was seeing glimpses of his mom. So that was kind of freaky.
But then when he came back into the real world, you see blood everywhere. His leg is missing. And then when he looks up, he sees his creature. He thinks it's his mom, but it's just a creature. It wasn't like his full mom. It was just something that it was supposed to be his mom, but it wasn't. So he got his brother back, and he used his blood to bring his brother back.
This episode got dark real quick.
Yeah, really quick. Yeah.
Because all I saw was like this black mask that was like yelling and crying. And it's like, that's not my mom. He's like, that's not what I wanted. It's not what I asked for. Bring my brother back.
Yeah. He's like, please bring my brother back. I need him. I need him. And he got his brother back, but he got his soul. And that's all he got.
In a suit of armor.
And a suit of armor. Yeah.
Goodness.
But Winnery was able to help Ed with limbs and everything. So.
They like gave him his prosthetic arm and leg.
Yeah. She's a really smart girl. And that's why they're husband and wife. That's all I can say.
Oh, what? Oh, dang. Spoiler alert.
Alert.
Spoiler. But episode three, to me,
Oh, that one.
this episode, the theme seems to be about science versus religion for me.
Yes.
But in episode three, the brothers come across, is his name Father Cornelio?
Cornelius.
Cornelius, Cornelio, something like that. They come across this village where all these people are in awe of this priest. And he's doing all these miracles. And they're like, oh my gosh. And he said he's doing it through the sun god Leto. But he's actually doing, I don't know how, wait.
He's using a philosopher's stone. Well,
It's not
philosopher's stone.
really. It was a fake, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
it was a fake stone because Alphonse was thinking that he's not an alchemist, so he's using the philosopher's stone. So they're trying to get the philosopher's stone from him. And when they come to find out, and the funny thing is that they still thought that Al was the Full Metal Alchemist. Even
They
in
did.
another town, they still thought that Al was Full Metal Alchemist, which is really funny.
That's so messed up.
Well,
But
hey, he got mad and everybody ran away from him because he was yelling at them and everything. poor Ed, he goes through a lot. He goes through a lot.
yeah, he's the sanctioned alchemist.
Yes. But the thing is that he's called Full Metal Alchemist. So they don't know, the people don't know what he looks like. They just know his name. So they're thinking, oh, you're the famous Full Metal Alchemist. And they think that the dude in the armor suit that is full metal, he's the Full Metal Alchemist. And the other person is just a good little kid. But come to find out that he has metal too, so it's just like so funny.
It's really messed up. I'm assuming all the episodes we see, he's gonna have to go through that on every
Yes,
episode.
every single episode.
People go, "Oh my God, you're the Full Metal Alchemist." He's like, "No, I'm actually the younger brother. My brother over
He's the
there, isn't
Full
it?"
Metal Alchemist. And it's like, who, that little thing?
Yeah. But yeah,
As you
this.
guys can hear, my daughter's a little in the background on
Yeah,
that.
she's cooking. Yeah. She's doing pots and pans. But for this episode, what really stood out to me was one of the townspeople, I think her name was Rose.
It was Rose.
She came across the brothers and she was like, "Oh, are you here to worship the sun god Leto? I've been praying to him for a miracle." And then there was this whole debate about science versus religion, and why are you praying to something you can't see? And science is fact-based and all this other stuff. I thought that was really interesting. And that's pretty much in
Yeah,
oh,
that's what he did
that's
say.
what he said in there. He said, this is in the series.
Yeah, it's in the
You might
series.
as well put down your Bible and pick up an alchemy book because we're the closest things to gods there are. And that's when Rose was like, "Oh, this is blasphemy. How dare you go against the sun god Leto and all this other stuff?"
Yeah, because he promised her to bring back her love.
Yeah, the
The
father
father promised.
familial.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
promised.
That he could bring back her, the love of her life. And as we saw, you can't do that.
Nope. Can't bring him back. Even
No.
with the fake philosopher's stone, you can't bring him back.
No, and we're not talking about a Harry Potter one.
Nope.
Not
Not that one. That
that.
philosopher's stone is that's worked better than the one that he had.
Although switching gears, there was an alchemist in Harry Potter, Nicholas Flamel, but that's neither here nor there now.
Do you think that she got the idea from Full Metal Alchemist, putting alchemy in the story?
It would be really interesting if all these TV shows and everything we see got their ideas from Full Metal Alchemist.
Let me see what year Full Metal Alchemist came out as a manga. Because John Henry said that she wrote those books in 97.
Oh, JK. Yeah. It,
I
I'd
married a
say,
pothead, so
oh,
I
yeah.
said say Potterhead. There you go.
Potterhead. Potterhead. Yes. Married a pothead. But yeah. Yeah, I thought that scene was really interesting. Especially when the stone fell and then once the stone or the fake stone, whatever it was, it fell out of Father Cornelio's ring, he wasn't no longer powerful because Father Cornelio, he wanted worshipers, like all these people to worship this so-called sun god so that he can build an army and take over the world. But we kind of find out he's just a minion for the seven deadly sins.
Well,
Or
this is interesting.
what?
Okay. The English, it was published by well, the original run was 2021 to 2010. Harry Potter was started in 1997.
Interesting. Yeah, I need to read about the show's creator and figure out what motivated her to write Full Metal Alchemist. Because I know that there is a Netflix movie, Full Metal Alchemist. I think they're based off of Brotherhood. But I didn't see the movie because, of course,
Never watch the live action movies. Please don't.
well, unless they're the Japanese versions, I would say. Because I saw the Japanese version of Death Note, and that was amazing.
Yeah, that one was good. Don't watch the American version.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm not watching Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah.
I'm just scared to watch it. I'm like, what is this? I don't.
Okay. That's all I can say.
But what else stood out for you in episode three or?
It's just how much, oh, because what was funny with that is that they got upset at the fact that the Philosopher's Stone wasn't real, it was fake. And he ran off like a little pussy, basically, saying, "Please don't kill me."
Oh
And
yeah.
he ran
Yeah.
away. But guess who didn't kill who guess who killed him? I mean, you got to be careful when you're around the seven deadly sins, you know? And
Yeah.
that's when you're introduced to lust and gluttony.
Yes. So they, yeah, because he was basically working for them or well, whoever their superior
Like they
was.
got the he got the stone from them. And really, I can't really spoil anything because we are only supposed to talk about episodes 1 through 3, which
Yeah.
is kind of like make it feel like it's a short episode. And I'm sorry, you guys, but yeah, I beat you to it, PJ. And so yeah, lust and gluttony. So
Yeah, lust, gluttony ate him up.
yeah, gluttony was like, "Oh, can I eat him?" And lust was like, "I don't want you to eat him. You might upset your stomach."
That's bad. That's terrible.
Yeah, Les told him not to, but she killed him.
Yeah, and he ate him.
Yep, and he's like, "Ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy."
Yeah.
He ate him whole.
Oops, my light went out. There you
Uh-oh.
go.
I only have a light right there, so.
Yeah, I got the a little cheap desk lamp here. We do what we can at this
Yeah,
podcast.
because like really, PJ, I promise you, I'm gonna send my computer, but my computer decided to update itself and it went kaput. So,
Oh.
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that
That's all
seems.
we got for the show, guys.
Yeah, this so we got like a quick show tonight.
Yeah, we really did.
Dang, we went through
40
that quick.
minutes.
All right, we maybe hopefully go through all of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah, maybe. But if we
Maybe.
want to make it longer, I think if like we watch, how can I say, like 10 episodes or something like that, then that we can make it longer. But since this is like kind of like a short episode, I don't know if you want to do it shorter or we can make it longer, you know.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah, we have to see.
Yeah, cool. All right.
But
Well,
this is a good show, so I do recommend you guys watching this. And this is the show that I showed the first time I showed my husband because he's never seen anime before. And when we first started dating, I showed it to him and he liked it.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome, PJ.
You're welcome,
We'll be
PJ.
continuing this to March.
Yeah, because it's like one of the popular animes, and it was something that I watched a long time ago with one of my college friends. So,
Yeah.
and she's a huge Ed fan. Okay, that's her boyfriend. Yeah.
I am just into like Gundam suits. So, and suits of armor anyway. So
So you
that's
would
what's,
like Fullmetal Alchemist then?
yeah, that's what's drawing me to this anime.
Yeah. So hopefully the other animes we will watch after Fullmetal Alchemist that you will enjoy them too.
Yes, I have suggestions too. I feel like my anime, maybe I'm like into 40% anime. But anything I'm introduced to, I'm always willing and open to it.
Yeah.
Naruto, that I don't know. I don't know. We can tackle that one. That's a
I
long
might be kind of
one.
hard for you, and it is long, especially like you have to watch Shippuden
Long one.
and all the other Naruto shows.
Yeah.
So,
Yes,
like
we
Food
I did
Wars.
talk about Food Wars. We will touch on that at some point.
I gotta watch it first.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that's our show. This is the
40
first time.
minutes.
Yeah, first time we have a short show. Because usually we go on for like an hour.
Yeah,
So,
we usually go for an hour show, but
yeah,
hey,
we'll
40
try to
minutes
do
is
like
just fine.
a few more episodes too.
Yeah.
So you can follow us on Facebook at Two Blurred Girls Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Blurred Two Girls. You can follow us on Instagram at Two Blurred Girls underscore podcast. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Two Blurred Girls Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitch, Two Blurred Girls Podcast. And we also have
Our podcast, just remember two blur girls.
Two Blurred Girls. We
Yeah.
also have an audio podcast on Apple, and we also are on Google, iHeartRadio, Anchor, GoodPods, Amazon Music. We are on Spotify, which I don't know what happened to it, but yeah, we'll fix that in editing.
Yeah,
That's
we
the
were
beauty
on
of our show.
Spotify.
We're imperfect.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So everywhere podcasts are available and streaming.
Yes, that is where we're available at.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the end of our show. We'd like to thank everyone for being in the chat. Shout out to you guys and shout out to our listeners. And we'll be back next Friday with more Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Probably with more episodes because this
More
is a,
episodes. Yes.
yeah, we
Yes.
have to discuss some like what other episodes that we can watch. So,
Yes. Exactly. Yes. So until next Friday. Bye.
Bye.